Matt Greenwood with you for Regional Radio Sports as we're speaking to Clayton Snudden of the DeSoto Dragons football team, a Dream Team member, first time on the Dream Team for Clayton Snudden, and what a year that he deserved to certainly be on it. 55 catches, nearly 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns this season for the Dragons football team. And Clayton, you got a chance to be a part of something that a DeSoto team had not been a part of in quite some time, and that was finally beating Hillsborough. So let's start there. 11 games in a row, the Hawks got the best of the Dragons, but this year you guys got it. Let's start there and sort of talk about that moment for you, not just as a player, but as a team.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, that's definitely beating Hillsborough. That's definitely, you know, that's definitely be one of the most memorable times, memorable games in my high school career. And the season didn't go, you know, quite like we wanted. You know, we still wanted to beat Festus. You know, we wanted to play a week 11, you know, finish above 500. And you know, those things didn't happen, but we were able to beat Hillsborough. And that was a great feeling. You know, my entire life I've gone getting beat up by Hillsborough and, you know, football, basketball, baseball, just never being able to, you know, get over that hump and just not only be able to beat them, but, you know, to be able to catch the game-winning touchdown against them. Yeah, it was a great feeling. And, you know, I was just so proud of, you know, my teammates and my coaches. I was just so happy that we could do it for them and for the fans and community.
Yeah, it certainly felt like it was, you know, like winning the Super Bowl, if you will, just based on the reaction of you guys and the coaching staff. And, you know, you can definitely tell it's a major accomplishment when buckets of Gatorade or water are being dumped on coaches and players and all that good stuff. So,
yeah.
And we were certainly glad to be there for that, calling that game. Moving on to other things, Clayton, let's talk about Dream Team and making Dream Team. As you said, you know, it's always, you know, in DeSoto, it's about beating Hillsborough, beating Festus. Mm-hmm. You got one half of that done this year. But, you know, Dream Team also is something that certainly stands out because it's coaches that you go up against or coaches that, you know, from around here, you know, get a chance to look at the stats and sort of judge them mm-hmm. for themselves. And coaches felt like you were definitely deserving of being on Dream Team. What went through your head when you found that out that you were on Dream Team?
It was, honestly, I was just really excited because it's always something I've, you know, strive for. I've always dreamed about, you know, being able to make Dream Team. And I just feel like these past few years, you know, I've always put my head down and worked hard, and I've always been willing to do whatever it takes to be successful and to finally, you know, see it pay off and be able to, you know, reap some of the benefits of it. It's a great feeling, really.
I want to reel off some of the accolades, some of the things that you accomplished this year and actually throughout your high school career on the football field. Last year, you were first-team unanimous all-conference wide receiver. You got that same award this year. You were also first-team unanimous all-conference defensive back this year as well. Coach Johnson tabbed you as team captain the last 2 years, and you also participate in basketball and baseball. So, you know, sort of the do-it-all kind of kid. And but, you know, focusing on those accomplishments and then, you know, beating Hillsborough, getting on Dream Team, would you consider, you know, you're still going, but up to this point, have you felt like it's been sort of, I don't know, the time of your life kind of thing?
It's definitely been, you know, quite a ride. You know, I've had a lot of fun and still looking forward to, you know, the rest of basketball and baseball season. But, yeah, it's definitely been some times that, you know, further on in my life I can look back on and, you know, be happy with. And, you know, we didn't get on a team level, you know, we haven't been able to accomplish the things that we've wanted, which, you know, it's kind of disappointing, but it is what it is. You know, you just got to keep on working hard. And but on a personal level, I feel like, you know, it's finally good to, you know, just be able to see. I've always known that I've had more in the tank, so to say, and it's just good to be able to this past season to just show what I really could do.
A few years back, Clayton, when Coach Johnson took over this program and you got a chance to meet him and play for him, can you kind of share with us your thoughts on him when, like, his first impression on you and what you think of him now?
Yeah, I love Coach Johnson. You know, these past few years. I had him, so my freshman year, I had him as a, he was the defensive back coach, and he was just, I think, assistant coach or whatever. So I had him then, and I always really liked him. You know, he always seemed like he knew what he was doing. And then my sophomore year, when he was named head coach, you know, I was really excited because I liked him. And, you know, he's really a big part of what this program is becoming and what it's going to become. You know, just instilling, you know, the instilling hard work and, you know, dedication into the kids. And, you know, I love Coach Johnson. He's been a great coach. And, you know, even after football season, he's always, you know, he's looking out for his seniors, you know, trying to find them places to play and schools to go to, and always asking how the fall or the winter, my bad, the winter and spring sports are going. So he builds a relationship with his players, and that's good. And I have a lot of respect for him.
What about players, you know, teammates, friends through the hallways? What impact have they had on you up to this point in your life?
Yeah, I've been playing with most of them for my entire life, and not necessarily football, but baseball and basketball. And so, yeah, it's basically, you know, what everyone says, it's a brotherhood. You know, there's the closest you'll ever be with people. It's with the guys that you line up with on Friday nights. And definitely, you know, all, you know, as time goes by, you guys, you know, just people go their separate ways. But, you know, they'll always have a special place in your heart. And you guys will always be brothers. So they've had a huge impact on me. And I love every single one of them.
All right, Clayton, what's next for Clayton Snudden when it comes to college and athletics there?
Right now I'm looking at a few different options. I've been, so school-wise, you know, just trying to find a place that's best for me. So right now I'm looking at SEMO, Truman, going on a visit to College of the Ozarks. So really, you know, wherever I go, I'll probably decide what sport I play. Right now I'm really looking at playing football. I think it'd be great to play football at the next level and, you know, just continue to build off of what I've been able to do this year. And, so, yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. And SEMO football just finished winning their first playoff game, their home playoff,
yep,
first
home
playoff game this past weekend. So that'd be kind of neat for Clayton Snudden to be on that program, I'm sure, or wherever.
I think so.
Like you said, you've got your options. So, and that's good.
Absolutely.
Glad to hear that you have options. Clayton, one last thing from you. For those listening, whether it's, you know, DeSoto people or non-DeSoto people, what's the one thing that you want them to remember about Clayton Snudden?
Honestly, just how hard I worked and how dedicated and committed I was to this school and this program. You know, personal achievements is great and everything, but the only thing I ever dreamed about was, I always just dreamed about, you know, being successful and, you know, making the fans and this community proud of the school and these programs. And just, I hope that, you know, after I graduate, they can look back and, you know, be proud of their school. And, you know, just, we always went out and worked hard and always competed, and we never gave up or gave in. So.
All right, Clayton, congratulations on being a Dream Team athlete. Glad to, you know, in your senior year, you got a chance to be on it, and best of luck moving forward. And we'll
definitely
talk to you throughout basketball year.
All right,
that's Clayton Snudden, first time on the Dream Team for DeSoto football, joining us here on Regional Radio.